Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes and my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great love of Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. Yes, he wants to make the change in your life, to take you off the wrong road, place you on the right road. The Lord has blessed Missionary Vell and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost fulfilled ministry. Praise God, to get into them jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that, praise God, behind prison bars. Praise the Lord. And we're here on radio preaching the gospel like we always do. Amen. Those of you that's incarcerated and to those of you out there in the free world, to let you know what Jesus can do. Amen. We're talking about there's power in the name of Jesus. Yes, it is. Power. Praise God. Holy Ghost power in that name. We're going to continue the message on today. So we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of this message. At the close of the broadcast, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Now, there's power in that name, the name of Jesus. That's the reason why I love to pray in the name above every name. That is the name of Jesus. Go in that name, miracles can take place. Bodies can be healed. Souls can be delivered from the bondage of sin. In that name, praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's go to, amen, Philippians 2 and 9, Missionary Velvet. Let's see what the Bible said in Philippians 2 and 9.
Praise Him.
Praise God. What Paul said.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Wherefore God has also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name.
Amen. You see, God has highly exalted him. Jesus is above everything. That's the reason why I don't waste time on other things. Amen. A lot of times the devil have people worshiping other things. But there's no other name given among men whereby men can be saved but in that name. That's the reason why I preach Jesus on radio. I preach Jesus on social media. I preach Jesus in the jails and prisons. And I preach Jesus when I go out in the public. Because it takes Jesus to help you to get into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Jesus said in St. John 14 and 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. You must go through Jesus to get to God. And people need to understand, say that. And understand, amen, and know that. Because Jesus gave his life on Calvary's cross so we could come out of sin. All the way out. Not part of the way out, but all the way out. Because you can't go to heaven with the devil in you. Because the Bible says, St. Matthew 5 and 8, where Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Your heart got to be pure to make it to the kingdom of God. Amen. Praise God. What did the Bible say, Missionary Velvet?
That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow.
That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Not at the name of Muhammad. Amen. Not at the name of Buddha. Not at the name of the Virgin Mary. But at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. That's what he said. Praise God.
Things in heaven. Things in earth.
Things on earth.
And things under the earth.
Things under the earth.
And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
Amen. And people are going to realize they're going to need Jesus, but it's going to be too late. And I don't want to be way too late. It's time now to repent. It's time now to believe on the Son of God. It's time to dedicate your life to Jesus Christ. To say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Amen. Because you're going to need Jesus when you face eternity. When you stand before Almighty God, you're going to need Jesus. There's no need to act like you don't need him. And then, amen, when you stand before God, want him then and you can't get him. Because at that time, when you stand before the Almighty God to be judged, then Jesus said he's going to rejoice. Because you done bypassed the time of mercy. Amen. And now it's time for judgment. Amen. And the devil will let you pass by this time of mercy. Amen. Act like you don't need Jesus. You don't need to be saved. All of that. And then you die in your sins. And then you end up separated from God. Because you rejected Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. But I want to let you know, it's ever a time to seek the Lord. It is now. It's now the time to get on your knees and pray. Those of you that's incarcerated, you need to seek the Lord. Those of you in the free world, you need to seek the Lord. You need to pray and say, Lord, forgive me of my sin. Time out for playing church. You got some people got 1 foot in the church, 1 foot in the world. Be in churchy on Sunday, live like the devil during the week. But God wants 24-hour Christians. Not just Sunday morning, not just prayer meeting, but people that will live right. Amen. Some people think they can sing their way to heaven. Some folks think they can do good works. Amen. Good works going to take them in. But I'm here to let you know, in order to make it to heaven, you must live right. Amen. You got to live right. Jesus come to change your way of living. Take out that old Adam nature of sin. Place in you a brand new nature. Cause you to be born again by the power of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. What did the Bible say, Missionary Velvet?
And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
Every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, let you know, this is right what I preach. You hear me?
Wherefore, my beloved, and ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
It's time to work your salvation out and get ready to meet the Lord. Get ready to meet Jesus. Amen. Repent of your sins. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. It's time to live right, people. Amen. Let's go back to, amen, St. John 14 and 15. What did Jesus say?
It said, if you love me, keep my commandments.
Y'all heard what that Bible said? Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. In other words, live right.
And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever.
Amen. I'm telling you, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. That is to live right. That's why I preach it on radio, social media. I preach it in the church, in the public. I tell people, if you want to go to heaven, you must live right. Keep his commandments. I know you got a lot of people talking about you don't have to keep commandments. That's the devil talking. You hear me? Because the devil don't want you to live right. He wants you to sin. And if you commit sin, you're going home with him. But I want to let you know, if you want to go to heaven, you got to keep his commandments. Amen. That is to live right. Amen. I'm telling you, the Lord wants people to live right. Like I said, he wants 24-hour Christians. Not just Sunday morning, not just prayer meeting, but he wants 24-hour Christians. It's time to live right. Love one another. Treat people right. Praise God. I'm telling you, amen. Amen. I'm telling you, praise of God. Amen. What did the Bible say, Missionary Velvet?
And he said, and I would pray the Father, he should give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever.
That is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost comes on Jesus. You heard me? Amen. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost will get in your soul and preserve you and keep you so you can live right. I'm telling you, glory to God.
Even Amen. The spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you.
Amen. Shall be in you. The Lord will, amen, will put it in you. Praise God.
I will not leave amen. You comfortless. I amen. Will come to you.
We're going to pick it up on another broadcast. Amen. I'm telling you, because there's power in the name of Jesus. Power. Amen. Praise God. In the name. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Praise God. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the seat of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, eye disease, whatever. Stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Lord, touch those prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. Lord God, change their lives. Make their life brand new. Lord, amen. Touch the people out there in the free world. Lord, deliver them from the prison house of sin. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus, while you're praising God for the deliverance. Come on, beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise and praise in the songs, and there is no secret what my God can do. What he done for others, he will do the very same thing for you. Hallelujah. So no matter where you are, he said if he has to reach way down, he will pick you up. Jesus loved you and I that much that he wants you to be free. So you believe that. Next to Elohim has preached. And you keep on praying and keep on seeking him. And ye shall find him. Though behind prison bars, we thinking for your... Elohim and I love you. But Jesus loves you even more. And please accept that he want what's best for you. And those in the free world, your prayers support of our ministry. Continue to pray for we pray for you. But most of all, remember that God loves you. And we do too. Because there is no secret what he can do. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself. The Lord will open up doors. We'll be able to get into more jails and prisons to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we will pray for you. Those of you that's incarcerated, write our ministry for Bibles, other life-changing material. All material to prisons are free. Spanish-speaking inmates write for Spanish material. Go Jesus love the Spanish-speaking people. Today's broadcast is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.